Well, Frederica used to work for Mrs. Lippman. Did you know her?
No, huh? Oh, wait. Was she a great big fat person?
Yeah, she was a big girl, sir.
Ooh, I... just... Come on, trust me, you'll feel... I...
The following is a KTCK sports presentation.
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Beyonce, though, let's listen to this. This is what I call the Obersinger. Now, listen to how many words she actually has in the amount of time she fits it in. This is, because you think it stops like 10 times.
This is like, you know.
It is. Here she goes. Great. That's very good, Beyonce. And then, you're not done. Oh, okay, that's it. That's awesome. So we have a
duet,
a cut of Grego in front of his mirror last night.
Okay. God.
It's the hard line. Featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams.
Yeah.
Also starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson.
Snake order.
As the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
Three, two, and one. Kick it.
The hard line. It is 3:23. 23 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hard Line, one of the largest revenue-generating sports talk shows in these United States. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks.
That would be the over-open we just heard.
What? How's that the over open?
Just too over the top. Ridiculous. We can say whatever we want. If y'all want to cuss, say the F word, whatever you want to, because I can promise you, nobody's listening right now. We ran them all off with that open.
Why? What's
that
wrong with that?
Hilarious.
No, just too
what
much.
The funniest thing that happened on the show yesterday?
There's too much going on at one time. Too much screaming, too much hollering, too much laughing. We chased everybody away. That's the over open.
All right, let's roll screenless.
No.
That open, funny or no?
There's nobody on. There's nobody listening.
I guarantee you, in 7 seconds, the lines will be packed.
Think so?
Yes.
Seven.
People wanting to roll
Six,
screenless.
Five, four,
Three, two, one. You're absolutely correct.
Well, I didn't say we were actually going to. I was just throwing it out there as a suggestion.
And if we wanted the option, we could punch up a call right now.
Hey, buddy.
It's all about options, buddy.
Hi there, you're on the air.
That was a great opening.
Did you like that opening?
I didn't get to hear it yesterday, so that was funny.
You thought that was funny?
Yeah, that was great.
Okay.
And so call now, Greg Howell.
Wow, Greg.
Yes, he told me.
I guess we won. 1-0.
Okay.
America right. 1, Grego right. 0.
You've lapped me. Okay, way to go.
Well, we have a very big show for everybody today. A very, very big show. We're going to listen to some more Ed Sullivan stuff with the Beatles, since I was on Letterman last night. Is that what we're going to do here?
Well, we haven't listened to any of it yet.
Okay, well, we're going to listen to some then.
You're going to listen to
but
more.
But some other than what we heard last night?
Yes.
Because I was sort of misled on that a little bit.
Yeah, I think everybody was.
I mean, I was actually thinking we were going to hear all 5 songs, but that didn't take place. And it's all because of that sorry bastard, Dr. Phil.
By the way, did you see the snowboarding incident?
Yes, I did.
It was pretty nasty, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
God. They had that girl on who crashed. Did you watch it?
I saw the video of her crashing the other day. That was ridiculous.
Man, she's all Gen X'd out, isn't she? She'd be hot if she'd do something with that maroon hair.
You know what? This snowboarder.
You know, I think that bothers me most about girls of that generation.
It's like they go
with the Queen of Darkness look and they got maroon hair.
It's like that they don't want to be hot. They go out of their way to pierce and tattoo themselves out and dye themselves and
right because
they don't want to be
circle,
hot.
In their circle that they run in, it's not cool to be hot. That
you
is
know
not
who I blame
cool.
for that? Pink.
Well, she ain't hot no matter what
she's pretty good looking when she's not all pinked out.
This was going on a long time before any of us ever knew who she was, though.
Well, this has been going on forever.
But if you're a good looking girl, don't try to make yourself ugly. Because I promise you, more doors are going to open for good looking girls than ugly girls.
They'll be good looking. Just you got to give them time. This has been going on since the 60s.
I know. I'm just saying that is particularly annoying to me, that strain of look mutilation, where they go for the Queen of Darkness look, and to top it off, there's a few streaks of maroon hair in there.
I mean, how many parents, you think, in the 60s sat their daughter down and was like, what are you doing?
Quite a few.
You're a beautiful, beautiful
but
girl.
They didn't,
you were ruining
few,
yourself.
But they didn't do stuff like punching holes in their skin. And,
yeah,
and
but back then, dressing up like a hippie was just as bad. It just grows in stages of radicalism as we get older.
Probably so, but it wasn't, you know, then you could scrub things off. You know, now when you got tattoos all across your back and up and down your legs, you know, you can't do anything about that.
Yeah, then you could undo stuff.
You can't do it now.
You know, as you went along, you could undo stuff.
And then people that stretch out their earlobes, what are they thinking 20 years from now? And then people that put those little studs or whatever it is in their ears and stretch their earlobes out? That's the dumbest thing in a human being.
Yeah, but no one really hot does that, girl-wise.
I don't think you can say that.
Snake.
Most of those girls who do that are pretty tore up.
Not really.
That mutilate themselves. That completely mutilate themselves like that. But there's plenty of girls that Reiner says, that are hot, that just trick their hair up. I mean, that girl doesn't... You saw her last night. That's all she had. That's the only thing that was going on.
I was in the grocery store over the weekend and saw a girl that was probably in her 20s, hot as hell, unbelievable body, and had some kind of ring stuck through her nose.
Now, that girl last night had something going on with hers, too.
And I don't mean just I'm talking about something
either
big.
That or she really needed to blow it one or the other.
You can take that out.
She looked like a Charlotte Bull out there.
In 5 years, that'll be out, and she'll be hot.
My wife used to have a nose ring.
This was beyond a nose ring. I mean, this was like a bone or
something.
What kind? It was a Flintstones bone. It went through the middle part.
No.
And then it had chains on each end of the bone that linked up to her ears.
Okay, now there's the lie.
There's the lie.
Now,
what'd she really have?
Just a regular
stud.
A hoop nose ring.
I like that. That's sexy. Or the little stud in your nose.
I've been seeing that a lot lately, too.
Yeah, that's very chic. Matter of fact, someone's wife up here at the ticket has one of those.
Really?
Yes.
Who?
Have you seen that new deal where they'll put it through their cheek? They call it the Maryland.
Yeah.
That's like the dumbest thing you can do.
Whose wife has that? Mrs. Dick Hicks go for that?
No.
Mrs. Skin?
No.
Who?
George Dunham's wife?
No.
Greg Miller.
Yours?
No.
Expo.
Gordon's wife.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She does.
She has what?
Yeah, she's got that working pierce now.
Really?
Yeah.
Gordon ought to put a stop to that.
Well, he has a beard.
But then again, she ought to make him go in there and shave.
All right, we got to get going here. We got off track there.
Sorry.
Because coming up here in just a bit, we've got some Houston cleanup to do. Stuff that was left over from there that I've been meaning to tell you boys about. Especially you, Gregor. I think you're going to be really interested in this.
Cool.